ABC Radio Australia.
The sister of an Ikiribus fishing observer who died at sea says fisheries authorities failed to protect him. Eritara Ati Kairua died in March while aboard a Taiwanese vessel. His passing marks the fifth death or disappearance of a fisheries observer in the Pacific since 2015, according to the Association of Professional Observers. Advocates and family members are calling for reform and say more must be done to safeguard those who help protect our oceans. Priyanka Srinivasan with this report.
I was disappointed and sad that I've lost my brother. No matter how much in compensation or in insurance that they'll give, it would not replace the daddy that his children would call him. That money would not replace my brother.
Nikora Kairua is the oldest sister of Eritara Ati Kairua. He died in March while working as a fisheries observer, employed by the Kiribati government. He was on board a Taiwanese-flagged ship, Winfar No. 636, that had been fishing in Nauru waters. It's been reported that Kiribati police are investigating his death. Nikora says that she is still grieving for the sudden loss of her brother.
He was very close to me, my best childhood friend.
Nikora's brother is just the latest fisheries observer to die or disappear while at sea. Observers are employed by their country's governments to monitor ships that enter into their waters, to ensure they don't fish over their limits and hunt protected species. The Association of Professional Observers believe at least 8 other fisheries observers have gone missing or been killed since 2015 while doing their job on ships across the globe. 4 have been Pacific Islanders. Pacific Beats made repeated requests for details on the investigation into Eritara Ati Kairua's death, but have not yet had a response. For Nikora, though, she's of the opinion that her brother's death was avoidable.
If any accident happens, it means that something has gone wrong somewhere. When there's illegal fishing, there's one observer there with no means of communication. Then it's really, really in danger and at very high risk.
Taiwan's fishing agency has said that it immediately alerted regional fisheries and Ikiribati authorities of Eritara Ati Kairua's death. It says it has provided CCTV recordings, reports, logbooks, and photos of the scene to Ikiribati officials and is cooperating with investigations. But the mysterious death has again highlighted some of the main issues the industry faces. According to the Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency, or FFA, Pacific governments lose more than $500 million in revenue each year to illegal fishing. But there's a human cost too. Observers are said to put their own lives at risk to monitor fishing out on the high seas. Manu Taparosen is Director General of the FFA. It is assisting Kiribati with investigations into Eritara's death.
FFA's assistance entails information and technical and legal advice to support an investigation. For example, the analysis of the data that we hold, such as the vessel monitoring system tracks.
And more broadly, she says steps have been taken to improve the safety of observers. The FFA's 17 members have adopted a set of minimum standards that aim to protect observers.
If an observer is missing from a vessel, that there would be a 72-hour search. It also includes ensuring that an observer is equipped with a two-way device, life-saving beacon, an inflatable life vest, and that there be an emergency action plan in place to ensure that the responsibilities are clear for the flag state involved, for the vessel operator, and also for the observer provider.
But some in the industry fear these protections aren't adequate.
Clearly wasn't enough because we're in a position where we have yet another observer that's perished at sea under suspicious circumstances.
Bubba Cook is from the Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF. He manages its Western and Central Pacific tuna program.
There needs to be additional work done to ensure that this doesn't happen in the future. It's happened far too often in the past, and it's just not enough to say, oh, well, it's just another tragedy and wasn't preventable, because it is preventable.
He says the nature of their work, keeping an eye on possible illegal activity, puts fisheries observers in a very vulnerable position.
And so anything that they see, for instance, interactions with endangered species or disposal of trash at sea, they have an obligation and a responsibility to document when those instances occur. And it creates a bit of difficulty at times between the owners and operators of the vessel and the observer, because the observer very often is seen as at best a nuisance and at worst a threat.
For now, though, during COVID-19, Pacific observers have been withdrawn from ships to try to prevent the disease from spreading. Government officers will instead use satellite trackers to monitor ships, and they'll only board ships that aren't authorized to be in certain areas. For the FFA's Director General, Manu Taparosen, that makes this an ideal time to review the safety protocols around the observer program.
Observer safety and their health is a priority, a high priority for our members. And so this is an area that we are continually looking at, even during this COVID-19 pandemic. So in the short term, there are several programs calling for the repatriation of their observers. But looking long term, beyond the COVID-19 pandemic, it is an opportune time to revisit how we utilize our observers to ensure their safety and to sustain their livelihoods.
And you called it an opportune moment. So do you hope, you know, why is there a need for human observers to be on board, I guess, in any situation if during the pandemic there's calls to repatriate them? Could there be a potential where we don't need human observers at all considering these risks?
That's a great question, Priyanka, and it's a policy decision for our members. But certainly the global pandemic has made us sit back and reflect on how we utilize best our observers, how we ensure that they are safe, and how we ensure that their incomes are sustained, whether they are on land or at sea.
The WWF's Bubba Cook, though, is calling for tougher reforms so that ships associated with missing or murdered observers are completely barred from fishing.
Basically blacklisting a vessel. If you lose an observer at sea and it's under suspicious circumstances, then you never operate in that region again.
Meanwhile, for Nikora Kaerua, she just hopes other families won't have to endure the loss that she and others already feel.
Justice will prevail. And the families that have lost their loved ones, I'm pretty sure they're waiting on this case to reveal something, to make sure to get justice, because this justice that my brother would get or would win at the end of this fight, that's victory for them too.